Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another special edition of the Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show. I'm your host, Daniel Feuerstein, and welcome to the CONCACAF Nations League Finals USA versus Mexico postgame show. Once again, the United States men's national team has won the CONCACAF Nations League. And for the third straight year, and what an amazing game this was. What an amazing game this has been. And it's just amazing to see what Greg Berhalter has done against this men's national team, against Mexico, what he has done. And I know that I've had harsh criticism for Greg Berhalter, rightfully so. And even though it is big and a big, big victory for the U.S. men's national team against their biggest rivals in this region, the truth of the matter is this, though. Can he do this against the better teams in world football? That's the big question mark right now. Can he do this, Greg Berhalter, with the better nations and the better managers to play against them? Because he's going to get slapped in the face really, really hard when he takes on the likes of an Argentina, of a Brazil, of a Uruguay, of a Colombia, of an Ecuador, even a Paraguay in the up-and-coming Copa America this summer. The truth of the matter is this. If he can do this religiously to Mexico over and over and over again, then by all means, he's got to do this against the best nations of the sport in the world. Don't get me wrong. I'm very excited. I'm very happy. Very, very happy to see what this U.S. men's national team has done to get these victories against Mexico, because they are the rival, clearly the big rival for the for the USA. But once again, we haven't seen a domination like this in a very, very long time. To be honest with you, we haven't really seen domination like this, especially in the Nations League like this, what they've done at all. It would be a lot better if they could not only just do this here in the United States, but they should do it as well at the Estadio Azteca in Mexico City. Don't get me wrong, getting a point of any kind out of the Azteca is fantastic as well. But if we're just completely honest with ourselves here, let us really talk about what they need to do if they can finally get another big-time victory, not just in a friendly, but in a World Cup qualifier. And that will be after 2026, that's for sure. But let me just say this, and it has to be said here. It just has to be said here. Even though I thought Mexico at times did control parts of the game in the first half, they still had nothing. I mean, yeah, they can danced around the midfield. Excuse me. They did dance around midfield a little bit. They did have some possession here and there. But if you really look at the way they played in the first half, And they were trying to control the match. And I guess they were trying to survive the opening 45. Once again, the U.S. proved that if they can just tee off on a crazy, wild, and nutty shot, boy, oh boy, did they really get that miracle goal. And that was once again from, well, Tyler Adams. You know, watching Tyler Adams growing up before our eyes, originally with the New York Red Bulls here in Major League Soccer, then he goes to Red Bull Leipzig in the German Bundesliga, then transfers over to Leeds United in the Premier League, and then, of course, once they get relegated, he leaves, and then they go to he goes to Bournemouth, and then he gets the injury. And then, of course, it's a long road back for him, and he finally gets some minutes before going on international duty. Plays a good 30-plus minutes, 40 minutes, I think, in the semifinal against Jamaica. And then tonight, he pulls out not only a rabbit out of his hat, but he pulls a banger out of his boot. What a shot. What a goal from Tyler Adams to absolutely destroy Guillermo Ochoa and the net. What an amazing feat done by Tyler Adams to absolutely rip that sucker into the back of the net from such a long distance. And my God, it was unbelievable. My God, it was unreal. I mean, I always knew Tyler had it in him. I always knew Tyler Adams had that type of a shot and was capable of doing it. But once again, you just have to say, Tyler Adams in that final minute of regulation time in the first half, that was a spectacular goal. Spectacular goal. Sometimes I don't know how he does it, but he does. And it was just amazing to watch him just destroy that ball from such a deep angle. It was unbelievable. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in, the phones are open live right now, 646-929-1823. If you want to call in and give me your thoughts on this final. If you want to talk about Greg Berhalter, you want to talk about the match, the phone lines are open. But boy, oh boy, you know, it's just amazing to see what this men's national team has done. Just amazing to watch. I could not believe what we just saw in this one. And then, of course, later on in the second half, how about that play by Gio Reyna? Just comes out of nowhere, little jump shot, nice hard flick, goes short side, make it 2-0. And then, of course, Matt Turner with getting his MVP award, the Golden Glove. Gio Reyna getting his award for, I guess, best goal of the Nations League. Here come the officials now, VAR as well. Getting their medals, the officiating crew, as they are on the podium right now. Of course, other people as well being recognized from CONCACAF during the Nations League who did not play. Just amazing to see probably Golden Boot winner with the most goals in Nations League play during the group stages. Of course, there will be another round of Nations League group stage matches this upcoming September, October, November in 2024. And then it'll be officially put to a halt due to the final round of qualification coming in 2025 due to, of course, as we've already said, World Cup qualifying. There's Reyna. There's Matt Turner. Already getting their T-shirts for the Nations League Championship once again. And once again, for the second time, Mexico earning their second place medals by the president of CONCACAF and Victor Montagliani, who was there, of course, the president of U.S. Soccer, Madam President, Cindy Parlow Cohn, shaking hands, of course, also the president of the FMF as well, shaking hands with his players. Very disappointed they could not get that elusive championship. But let me just tell all of you this. It is just unbelievable to watch and see what's happening here. And, of course, all the handshakes being done there on the podium. Just unbelievable stuff what the U.S. has done. Chucky Lozano, once again, just feeling disheveled. Of course, Mexico has not beaten the United States for the last couple of years now. Of course, the semifinal last year between Mexico and the U.S., but that was a 3-0 victory. Of course, the American players are very jovial, very, very happy as they're going on. And once again, you know, not to really talk about it, but we're going to have to talk about it anyway. I know most of you probably want to talk about it. Why is it these fans of Mexico, these Mexican soccer fans, why do they always have to chant the homophobic chant to stop the game intentionally? Why? If CONCACAF were really serious about this, they should have just ended it. Not at three, like a three strikes and you're out. Just do two strikes and you're out. End it. Let's just end the whole thing. End the whole thing. And just end it. Just be done with it. It's just ridiculous. It's pathetic. It's dumb. It's stupid. And it's sad. It's very, very sad. Yeah, now our U.S. men's national team players are receiving their first place medals of the Nations League for the third straight time. This tournament has been around. And there they go, handshakes all around with Victor Montagliani, CONCACAF president, Madam President of U.S. Soccer, Cindy Parlow Cohn, and, of course, the president of the FMF, the Federation of Mexican Football. There's Greg Berhalter getting his third. Well, I should say actually his second Nations League gold medal. The first one was B.J. Callahan. I don't care what anyone says. I'll give it to B.J. Callahan. It's just amazing to watch. To see them celebrating this. Very soon the trophy will be coming for our U.S. men's national team players, getting there for the third time. Taylor Twellman just said this on Twitter. The protocol empowers the fans who are yelling a discriminatory phrase or words. You have to hit the checkbook in order to get their attention. Closed-door games are the only way to get the fans' attention and the respective federation. CONCACAF. And that is true. And the flames are being shot out behind them on the podium at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys. Christian Pulisic, the captain of the U.S. men's national team, getting his medal, shaking hands, getting hugs. Victor Montagliani once again handing off the championship trophy to Christian Pulisic as he walks over to the front of his teammates, shuffling his feet and lifting that trophy up to the heavens, celebrating once again a Nations League championship for U.S. soccer. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable what they have done. It is just unreal what is going on. Now, Tyler Adams, the second American player to lift up the trophy. Weston McKennie handing it off to Tim Weah. He's ready to pick it up and celebrate it. Every player about to celebrate this Nations League title. Now, let's not forget, Nations League will be back later this up-and-coming fall. Once again, in the international windows of September, October, and November. And once again, it will be used for Gold Cup qualifying in 2025. Nico Cantor of CBS Sports also says, the protocol empowers Mexico fans. When their team is losing or playing poorly, they can yell that chant, knowing they have the tool to end the match themselves. It tests the organizers' commitment to the cause they're fighting for when they decided to put a protocol in place. Absolutely correct, Nico Cantor of CBS Sports, Golazo Network of Morning Footy as well. That's all it does, really. It's all it really does, that protocol. It's just really a shame that they use it. And there's a USA fan holding a made-up, makeshift American flag as he's holding it up, celebrating. Weston McKennie now running, jogging, and lifting the Nations League championship in front of American soccer fans. The American soccer fan faithfuls coming out there and just absolutely celebrating a victory once again in the Nations League. For Christian Pulisic, Weston McKennie, Gio Reyna, this is their third consecutive Nations League championship. And that's amazing to see. Absolutely amazing to see. Sergiño Dest now celebrating by lifting the trophy high to the heavens. They're in the corner now with Gio Reyna now lifting the trophy and his silver ball title. And now, boom, another American player on our men's national team holding it up and celebrating. Haji Wright now with his first Nations League championship, lifting the trophy. Matt Turner telling another player to go ahead and lift the trophy. And he does into the air. Looks like that was Johnny Cardoso. Just amazing. And the next one, looks like that's big Mark McKenzie lifting that trophy high and to the rafters. Just amazing. And Gio Reyna, once again, getting another round, lifting it up and celebrating the championship. And they're all celebrating the championship. But once again, during this post-game show, let me just say this. I don't know what the game plan was from the Mexico's head coach, Jaime Lozano. But let me just say, you know, look, I think they were trying to control the match. They're trying to control whatever they could. Maybe they tried to play some form of hard line, try to handle the attack of our players. But at the end of the day, it's basically two bangers that beat them badly. And right now, they have nothing to say. And, you know, Santi Giménez, I want to make sure I pronounced his name correctly, how he tried to sell the penalty against Anthony Robinson, Jedi Robinson, and didn't work. Through the VAR lens, it didn't work. But still, though, it's just been very, very underhanded by him to try and sell a penalty that truly was not a penalty because it was just unreal. But once again, as I've said already, even though they played whatever 6 minutes or whatever was added on for second half stoppage time, the truth of the matter is this, is that these homophobic chants have to stop. They should have just called the game right off the bat. They should have just called it. No three-step process, not even a two-step process. It really should have been over with as soon as they started doing it. And I agree with Taylor Twellman. I also agree with anyone else that is saying, if these fans from Mexico are going to keep on doing these chants, then, you know, you got to slap them with a heavy fine, the FMF. Or you got to play or force Mexico to play home games in a closed Estadio Azteca. That means the fans don't come in to drink or eat or cheer or laser light pen the opposition. It's just, they just cannot do it. They just cannot do it. It is just an absolute disgrace how CONCACAF just allows this to happen, that they just let them get away with it. The fans will use it as a sign of, basically, as a sign of, we hate losing. Why are you not performing the way you are? Here's how we feel about you. It's just disgusting and terrible. And I really, really wish they wouldn't do that. I really, really wish they wouldn't do that. And now the question now becomes with Mexico, as great as they are with their club teams, it just looks like the quality of their national team is just not there anymore. I mean, sure, they can beat Panama. They could probably beat Jamaica. But when it comes to playing, you know, your most fiercest rival in the United States, and let's also say this, you know, they didn't do well against Canada either in these last qualification matches. Is it the possibility that it's over? That their reign is done? That they are saying goodbye? They're no longer the Kings? I don't know, folks. I mean, I know that for sure that this whole situation is a little unusual for me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm happy to see the U.S. doing well, especially against Mexico. But once again, when have we ever seen the U.S. play this good, this good, and sometimes these Mexican teams or these Mexico national teams not doing great at all? That is something we have to be aware of. That is something we have to really, really pay attention to. And all I can tell you all is this, is that we must make sure that for this U.S. men's national team, they continue on beating Mexico. And it's fine. It's great because it's the big rival. It's the big, big, bad rival. I understand that. You understand that. We all understand that. But one day, it's that little golden trophy in 2.5 years' time. We're almost in June, folks. We're a couple months away. Because that is when we need to make sure that this men's national team will be the ones standing on that podium again for international championship glory on the world stage, FIFA-wise. not just CONCACAF-wise, FIFA-wise. It's time to finally make these moves. I'm happy for that Greg Berhalter finds a way to go out and beats Mexico. That's great. But it's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than that, and that is the issue that I have. More conversations with our players. Look at that. Tyler Adams already a father? Or is he holding somebody? I don't know. But he's holding the baby. And there they are once again, our U.S. men's national team on the podium, taking a group photo of winning the 2023-24 CONCACAF Nations League Championship. It is absolutely fantastic and stunning. So what has to happen next? What really has to happen next? Well, they have a Copa America. And then after the Copa America, our men and our women will be involved in the Summer Olympics. Of course, there'll be a CONCACAF Under-20 tournament to determine who will go to the Under-20 World Championships in 2025. And then we start it all over again. And then, of course, another Gold Cup next year, another Nations League next year for the final. And then, of course, the World Cup in 2026. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to see what's going to happen here. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for tonight's coverage of the CONCACAF Nations League Championship Finals for the 2023-24 season. Once again, the U.S. men's national team are Nations League champions. In CONCACAF, they, once again, 2-0, 2-0 on Mexico. They are, for the third consecutive year, third consecutive tournament in a row, the CONCACAF Nations League champions. Join me tomorrow night here on the 4 Seasons 5 American Soccer Show as I will review the opening round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Once again, my name is Daniel Feuerstein. Thank you very much for listening to me tonight. And as always, please enjoy your football. Thank you. Have a good evening. Take care so long, and bye-bye for now. Have a good night, everybody.